We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, the virtual version of Trade Talk 2020 and the NAFB convention. And right now I'm talking with National Pork Producers Council President-elect Jen Sorensen. Of course, not that far away, even virtually here in Iowa. Jen, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Glad to be here.
So today we're talking about something called Give-A-Ham. And it sounds like something that we should really be getting involved with. So tell us a little bit about giving a ham.
Well, you know, we're pretty excited, especially this year, given the, you know, extreme challenges that everyone has faced, and particularly pork producers this year. So we're excited to celebrate something that's really good and positive and finish this year strong. And so, you know, Give a Ham, we've been doing a couple of years now. It's a national campaign highlighting the holiday giving program of U.S. hog farmers and the communities that we support, the small, teeny, tiny towns scattered throughout our farming footprint, right? And community giving is a core value of U.S. pork producers and something that we take really seriously here at Iowa Select Farms too. So beginning November 23rd, we're going to kick off the Give a Ham Challenge. A.B. Roth is going to kick it off, send it to me. This is a social media campaign that, you know, challenges pork producers to, you know, open their hearts and give back to their community by donating pork products into local food pantries or different organizations and family resource centers that where people just need a hand, right? So the campaign uses the hashtag GiveAHam hashtag so we can track involvement. It runs throughout the end of the year. And, you know, last year we just had tremendous success. We had over 1,000 pork producers who took part in it. And it's fun to be able to tag in our partners and stakeholders too, folks at universities, lawmakers, state government, everyone that's got a big stake in the pork industry. So we have a lot of fun with it and we make a huge impact.
So for producers out there that want to get involved, I mean, what does it all entail for them to be a part of this Give a Ham project?
You know, it's really easy to do. You just look at, you know, opening your heart and giving back to a foundation or organization in your local community, and then just post something on social media and use the hashtag Give a Ham. And it will, you know, connect in, you know, that virtual magic, right? It will connect with our campaign and then challenge someone else, you know, in the pork industry to also give a ham and give back during this holiday season.
You know, if one thing that we really got to see this year, and it was a silver lining through this whole mess we saw, was the fact that producers, and this was producers across the board, but pork producers really did make a big effort in that, and that was giving back. You know, because of the backlog we saw, and sometimes in production, that they were able to donate to food shelves or be able to sell and marketing a different way. I mean, they really proved their resiliency through this tough time.
You're absolutely right, Dustin. We saw some really remarkable things, some real bright spots during a time, you know, that was very difficult for us. And yeah, that was donating hogs into different local lockers and then moving those into food shelves and food pantries. You know, the government also had a food buy program that helped get meat into larger food banks across the U.S. and just a tremendous amount of work on that effort to not only help people, but also save hogs from having to be euthanized. So there was a little bit of a silver lining in what happened. And, you know, year round producers are always very giving and very community based and philanthropic. And this is just one way the Give a Ham Challenge is to kind of capture that and celebrate that a little bit more publicly and let consumers and our influencers know what we're doing out there and how much we care about our communities.
All right. So if producers out there or others want to find out more about how to be involved with Give a Ham, where do they find that information?
That's right. You can just throw in hashtag Give a Ham to see examples of what other folks are doing. And you can always go to nppc.org or any of the NPPC social media channels to see examples of producers giving back to their local communities and tag in at any time.
All right. Well, Jen, we thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us and remind us again when your tenure starts as the president of NPPC.
Well, I will take over in March at the National Pork Forum.
All right. Well, we look forward to your tenure. And again, thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Thanks so much, Dustin.
That's NPPC President-elect Jen Sorensen of Iowa Select Farms here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.